Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 6th, Toyota Bluegrass Day, Wood Memorial Day, Sand Hill Derby Day, Triple Crown Prep Day galore across the country. As always, this podcast sponsored by Amwager.com, also a sponsor of the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version, which you can get at Amwager.com. Click on Ella Starr, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog to get Key Races and Bets blog. Starting today with the podcast, we're going to start at Keeneland Race 7, the Shakertown, post time 4:35 Eastern. And we're going to start with Imprimi. Other contenders in the race are Bound for Nowhere, Disco Partner, Will Call, and Jazzy Times. All can benefit immensely from a hot and contested early pace battle because Richard's Boys, Shakama, Bay Music, Conquest, Tsunami, and Late Revenge are all horses that win only if they have the lead in the early stages. Imprimi is a lightly raced 5-year-old with a 6-for-8 record all on turf. All 6 wins coming at 5 or 5.5 furlongs. His last race, 114 Echo Base Speed Figure, can be improved upon. Second off a layoff last year, winner Bound for Nowhere earned a 117. Imprimi can run that kind of race. Bound for Nowhere won the race last year off a prep 1 month earlier this year. Comes back from 6 months off. It's not an issue because he won his career debut fresh, and he won off a layoff 3 months later. Winner of 5 of 9 career starts, Bound for Nowhere, another main win contender. Disco Partner loves to win, 11-for-28, 10 on turf, including the Belmont Sprint last fall. Finished third in the race last year on a wet course. He's going to like the firm course and could run much better. Will Call finished fast, 4 seconds, beating just a half a length in the fall equivalent of this race to Woodford in October. He was a bit overmatched in the Breeders' Cup turf back at his competitive level. Jazzy Time gives us a long shot for the exactas at the minimum, opening at 20-1. He won 2 in a row last summer, his only 2 turf races. Before taking a break, he's fired fresh and could be in the hunt. In the Shakertown, race 7 at Keeneland on Saturday, April 6th, post 4:35. Win bets, Imprimi and Bound for Nowhere, 2-1. When making multiple win bets, use the Dutching tool to help you. You can pick out the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. It does the math for you, and AmWager has a free Dutching tool among very other great features and rewards for bettors, so check it out. For smaller amounts, we might consider win bets on Will Call at 7-2 and Jazzy Times at 8-1, at least a couple bucks win place. Exacta, 2 exactas here, Imprimi and Bound for Nowhere overall. And then exact a box. Imprimi, Bound for Nowhere, Disco Partner, Will Call, and Jazzy Time. Play some doubles from the 7th, the Shakertown, to the 8th, the Madison. Going to play Imprimi, Bound for Nowhere, Disco Partner, Will Call, and Jazzy Times in the 7th with Late Night, Pow Wow, Create a Star, Shamrock Rose, and Spice Perfection in race 8 for $1. That's a $20 bill. Moving on to the 8th, the Madison, post 5:10 Eastern on Saturday the 6th. And Late Night Powell does not know her origin. She's a West Virginia bred, but she knows how to win 11-for-12 and a second place finish in the other. She's 5-for-5 at 7 furlongs. She's won 9 in a row. She won the grade 3 Barbara Fritchie, which used to be a higher grade, with a career best figure. She may not have run her best race yet since she's a 4-year-old. She does not need the lead, and she gets Luis Saez, who just lost the Gulfstream Park riding title by 1 win. Long shot, Create a Star. Doesn't have the credentials of Late Night Power, but she's interesting at 20-1. Her breeder is also her owner and her trainer, and normally that's a toss-out. But in this case, C.R. Trout is one good horseman. He knows his stuff. He shipped in Oklahoma-bred Shotgun Gulch to win the 2011 version of this race at 12-1. And if he thinks his horse has a shot, I don't know if she'll win, but I can't argue with her having a shot. He's 13-for-36 in dirt sprint stakes the last few years on a circuit in which he has to compete with Steve Asmussen on a daily basis. And this filly put in a very sharp work at Oaklawn before shipping up. Shamrock Rose won the fall version of the Madison, the Raven Run, which is for 3-year-olds only. Then beat her elders, proving no fluke when winning the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint at 25-1. She didn't like the sloppy track in her 4-year-old debut in January, but she ran tremendously well when tried around 2 turns and facing 2 top female dirt route stars in Midnight Basu and Elate, who would be odds on if they were sprinters in this race. She certainly could run well on the cutback. Spice Perfection missed by a head on the wire to Late Night Powwow and the Fritchie, and if we're going to use one, we have to use the other. She shows up every time. In the Madison, race 8 at Keeneland, post 5:10 Eastern on Saturday the 6th. Late Night Powwow, win bet, 9-5 or better. A small win bet, a win place, or win place show bet on Create a Star at 6-1 is warranted. The exact is going to be a box of Late Night Powwow, Create a Star, Shamrock Rose and Spiced Perfection, and the doubles are going to be Late Night Powwow, Create a Star, Shamrock Rose and Spiced Perfection in race 8 with feedback, Chocolate Kisses, and Lady Kate in race 9. You can go to my Twitter account, ubercapper.com, or Google my name. You have analysis. I have analysis for various stakes all over the country. On another website, I have the analysis for the Ashland, but I'm giving out the doubles here. Moving up to New York for the really good Wood Memorial, wide open race, 10 at Aqueduct, post 6 Eastern. And Hoffa's Union is the top pick. He may have won his one and only start, leading from start to finish, but I doubt he's in the lead type because he ran slowly, 82 pace figure, and a 103 final figure, won by 15, privately purchased since that race. Tax earned a 103, winning the Withers Equibase figure, and Tacitus won a 105, winning the Tampa. And so second time out off the 103, Hoffa's Union can improve and run as well as those stakes winners did. Privately purchased by a bunch of really prominent owners since that race, and he decided to ship, Printer Cassie decided to ship up from Keeneland rather than run in the Bluegrass. Tax has won at the 9 for a long trip, continues to improve with every start, 82 to 100 to 103 Equibase figures. He's worked sensation coming to the race. Gargan, trainer, wins about 33% of the time in dirt routes, 21 for 62, so all signs are go, definitely a contender. Not that Brady should not be a 20-1. He really didn't finish the race in the Gotham, not persevered with, come back to work twice, and it's unlikely Hoffa's Union is going to take the lead, so not that Brady could be the lone frontrunner here. He ran really good in the Withers right before the poor effort, setting a decent pace, re-rallying into Tax in the final 16th, missing by a head with a 103 figure. He's as good as Tax is, but he's way higher odds. Tacitus, another improving horse, 86, 94, 105 Equibase figures, winning the Tampa Bay Derby. Jose Ortiz rides back. This horse is bred in the purple by Tappet out of the multiple graded stakes, winning Mirror Close Hatches, and could be any kind. Comment about High Call, who I like a little bit, but not to win the race. Visually impressive, winning the Gotham, a one-turn race set up by a 44-second half mile. He'll be coming fast, but I think he's not going to get there in this longer race, so I'm going to put him in second. Wood Memorial, race 10 at Aqueduct, post 6 o'clock Eastern on Saturday the 6th. Hoffa's Union and Tax, 3-1, win bets, bet them both. Use a dutching tool. Small win place to win place and show bet on Not That Brady at 5-1 or better. Don't want to be kicking ourselves. Dollar exactas. I'm going to key Not That Brady over all and all over Not That Brady, just again in case he runs big at odds or at a line. Then the main exact is going to be a box of Hoffa's Union, Tax, Not That Brady, and Tacitus. And then a second optional one, which is Hoffa's Union, Tax, Not That Brady, and Tacitus over Hoffa's Union, Tax, Not That Brady, and Tacitus. And add High Call, Final Jeopardy, Math Wizard, Outshine, and Jovia in second. Moving across country to the Santa Anita Derby, race 8, post 7:14 Eastern. And even though it's a 6-horse field, I really like Roadster here. I watched the replay of the March 1 Laos race with Nolo Contesto coming in second. Roadster won more than a modicum of ease. Smith, ridden Roadster in all three starts, got him to relax, powered up when asked, changed gears, responded nicely. Following the maiden win last July, he ran even better in the Del Mar Futurity, went third, was given lots of time to mature. Second off the layoff, same as Game Winner, better odds, opening at 5-2. I don't think he'll go off at that price, but I'll bet him at 3-2 or better because I like him a lot here. For multiple race bets, you have to use Game Winner. There's no taking away his accomplishments. Won all 4 times last year, including the Breeders' Cup, beat the nose. There's really no knocks on him. He could be starting a new winning streak. Nolo Contesto has a shot, but I really looked again at his race. He was all out for second. He's okay. I might use him on some backup tickets. But the main play in the Santa Anita Derby, the 8th race, on Saturday, April 6th, 7:14 Eastern, is going to be Roadster at 3-2 or more as a win bet. If you want to play the exacta with Roadster and Game Winner, you can, but it's probably going to pay a little over $2. Thanks for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. You can get the blog at mwager.com. Click on Handicapping and All the Stars blog, and we'll talk to you next week.